And let's talk for a moment about presidential legacies. There are 13 presidential libraries run by the National Archives. When President Obama leaves office, the construction of the 14th will begin. A nonprofit foundation created to build the Obama Presidential Library is considering proposals from several contenders to host the library. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
Think of this fight over a presidential library like a boxing match with contenders in three corners of the ring, all looking to win the big prize and all claiming a connection to President Obama. In corner number one, it's the University of Hawaii. University President David Lastner says faculty started planning as soon as then-Senator Obama became competitive in the primaries. So now, backed by the state of Hawaii, the university is offering 8 acres of prime oceanfront property.
Hawaii is incredibly proud of President Obama. He grew up here. He went to school here. His parents met here. And we see the center here in Hawaii as a way of celebrating that a kid from Hawaii can grow up to be president.
In corner number two, it's Columbia University in New York, where Obama received his bachelor's degree. No boast from the university, just a statement which says Columbia is promoting a location on its new campus in West Harlem. In corner number three, a group of jostling competitors from Chicago, despite a plea from the mayor to present one unified bid. But they all agree that Obama's post-presidential legacy should take shape in the city where his political career flourished. The University of Illinois, Chicago, stepped into the center of the ring when the first round proposals were due.
This is the bid book that is being presented in Washington, D.C. today.
UIC Chancellor Paula Allen Mears held up one of its proposals, the result of a partnership between the university and community activists in North Lawndale, a struggling neighborhood littered with vacant lots on the city's west side. Robert Wynn, a UIC vice president, said locating the library there would show the same audacity to dream big as Obama did when he decided to run for president.
That we could put something here, that library, that can actually serve as the backbone of change.
But it's crowded in the Chicago corner, with four other contenders recommending sites on the city's south side, including the University of Chicago, where Obama was a law professor for more than a decade. Susan Schur, who served in his administration, is running the university's library campaign. She says the university is recommending three sites, but its Hyde Park neighborhood, close to the president's Chicago home, is not one of them.
Hyde Park is pretty bustling and landlocked, but if you look at some of the neighboring communities, there's a fair amount of vacant land. The kind of investment that a library would be is one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
Ben Huffbauer, a University of Louisville professor and author of a book about presidential libraries, says their economic influence can be substantial, and he points to the Clinton Library in Little Rock, Arkansas.
He placed it in a kind of depressed part of town. It did spark a building boom in that area, a big building boom. That area is now a very nice, prosperous, touristy area.
And as the Barack Obama Foundation looks to winnow down the number of contenders in the ring for the second round, University of Hawaii President David Lastner, who's from Illinois, says he's willing to share a win.
We would be happy to partner with another location that's selected by the president as well, including the great city of Chicago.
And Chicago contenders may consider all options, but ultimately it's up to the president and the first lady to decide where the archives of the Obama presidency will live. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.